I think you can feel that the crowd's into it, that mm-hmm. the crowd likes what they're seeing. And the first thing that this team has accomplished is it looks like they're going to play hard every night. And I think it's because they know that this is the way they're going to do it. And if one guy's got it going, they'll play. And if the guy doesn't have it, Lindy Waters didn't really have it going last night. So you got other players who can pitch in. Yeah. So there you go.
Did you see the ha-ha from Jonathan Kuminga?
Curry on the got baseline?
Up. Yes. Stoddy did it. That was nice. Everybody got up and applauded. And I was like, JK with the ha-ha. Yeah, you were in the building.
I don't need Kuminga to shoot threes. You don't have the ha-ha.
Well, like maybe he listened to you because he only took one last night.
Well,
I'll
tell you what, man, does he hit that mid-range shot? There's no doubt about it.
I did think of you when he hit a couple of them.
I mean.
But he falls back on a shot a little bit too much.
It's a natural fadeaway. So did Jordan.
Natural fadeaway.
So did Jordan. So did Kobe. He hit that little natural fadeaway. Just the hair.
Hmm.
Yeah. 925, who didn't see that Dame wasn't going to fit? More offense for defense never works.
Wow. The Bucks?
Boy, yeah. That's clear. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, can they keep it up? It's really that simple. And they go on the road for five now, at Houston, at Washington, and then Boston, Cleveland, OKC.
Wow, man.
I get a fan who wants to see what happens over the next five games, and I do too. But I do think the way they're playing right now, if they keep playing like this, they're going to win two games. They'll win two games on the trip.
Right.
And I think you take that. I think you take that with the teams they're playing. And then you come home, you get a boost when Klay comes back for Dallas. I got to believe there'll be all kinds of emotion in the building that night. So
yeah, did you see the other
weeks.
Night, Stoddy? You were at the game, but the Warriors were saying, and maybe I got duped. It's happened before on Twitter. This is going to be a return like no other for Klay. And I'm like,
well, yeah.
How can
I think that's correct.
But what can you do to make it that? Now, the gravity of who he is incredible, and so I'm in, but they're saying it's going to be like no other. I'm like, are they going to bring his parents out? But like, I'm thinking about what could they do to get that.
Well, just the game is going to have people wound.
No doubt about that.
And you know, you think about when Durant came back, I mean, this will dwarf that.
Well, there was COVID, so there were no fans the first couple of times.
Right, and I guess he played here, last year or something like that? And
when I think of Klay, it's coming back that Sunday night game against Cleveland off of injury.
Yeah, as for Klay coming back, I mean,
it's going to be a presentation.
It's going to be, it's going to be the game of the night in the NBA. Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Let's go to Waterman. Waterman in Corte Madera. What's up, Waterman? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How we doing? Good morning.
Hey.
Doing well.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know how you can't be excited about this Warriors team from what we've seen last year. I feel, you know, last year, maybe they're 1-4 instead of 4-1. So I'm happy to see it. It feels like they're running a lot more. There's a lot more activity. Guys are moving around a bunch. It kind of reminds me of the early days of Steph, Clay, and Dre. So let's see what happens. But it definitely is exciting. One thing I thought Kuminga had a nice game.
Me too.
I would like to see, and you guys were talking about it yesterday. I do wonder what the Warriors do for player development with young guys like this. I don't know if it's just send them to the G League kind of thing, or if they can do that, or they have to ask a player to do that. But I do see there is a lot of potential, in my opinion, with Kuminga, and I hope that they can get it figured out with this team. Of course, the Giannis talk is exciting, but needless to say, this is what the team we have now, and you know, strength in numbers is important. It's because, like you were talking about earlier, Steiny, with one guy's not feeling it, they've got maybe four other guys on the bench that can come and fill in, and I think that's really, really important. And the fact that they're doing this without Steph is also really huge.
Mm-hmm. No
but
doubt.
One thing I did want to ask or just mention is, don't you think with Kuminga on why they haven't given him a contract is because of what happened with the whole, oh my goodness.
Jordan Poole.
Names to slip in my mind. Jordan Poole, thank you. The whole Jordan Poole situation where maybe they're really trying to test Kuminga and put him in situations where he has to deal with a little bit of adversity from the coach or whatnot, or being shocked that he's not starting, to see how he reacts. They really want to see the full person he's going to be, you know, before they give him the bag, so to speak. So that was just my thing. And but I tell you, this team is so fun to watch, and it was really, it's really exciting. And of course, it always helps if they win. Guys, thanks for taking the call. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. As for Kuminga,
JK,
I think through two games of him coming off the bench, he's been pretty good.
Yeah,
he struggled a little bit at the start of Tuesday's game, played 15 straight minutes, started getting himself into it, and then I thought in the second half he was good, and then last night I thought he was good throughout the game. This is Jonathan Kuminga about coming off the bench. This is what he said after the game to Kareth Burke, NBC Sports Bay Area. Take a listen.
I don't think the role I've changed.
Well, just coming off the bench versus starting, regardless.
I mean, it don't matter. It's, you know, still, we all still playing out there, so it don't really matter. It's just going out there and being a professional and just playing as hard as you can. You know, all the minutes you get, no matter if it's two or whatever minutes you get, you know, you gotta go out there and just perform at the highest level. You know, it don't matter what it is. And, you know, just perform at the highest level. That's what you get. That's when you get all the minutes you want, but just going out there and not taking anything for granted, just playing as hard as you can. You know?
There you go.
Got a baby, Jonathan.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him an A+.
Got a
him
baby.
And Dre saying everything. Take nothing for granted. And Kareth, what, you know, whatever you're trying to get me to say, whatever role it is, I'm gonna maximize it.
So, I said this yesterday, and I remembered that I said it, and then I thought, boy, that was really pretty smart, Steiny. So I'll repeat it. And I heard Shasky talking about this morning about the idea that maybe Kuminga doesn't fit. And that, look, he's a scorer. That's what he is right now. And he's an isolation type guy right now. But it's just a matter of the word you use. Does that mean he doesn't fit? I would look at it as, well, then he gives you a dimension that the other guys don't. And how do you incorporate that? I mean, every team needs a guy who can you know, get some stuff on his own without having plays called for him. And that's, to me, where I think he could excel. I think he's the kind of guy, at least at this point of his career, where you shouldn't have to call plays for him. He's going to get a lot of stuff just on his own. And I think you can utilize that in a positive way. I think I like what I'm seeing from Kuminga. Especially knowing that he didn't get a contract extension, and that is part of the dynamic of this season that they're going to have to deal with. Him mostly, but I can't dislike what I've seen from him so far and how he's approaching the game.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that, and I'll say this. He's a talent, and depending on what word or where you want to stop, a star, superstar potential, he definitely has that. But the bottom line is, Donnie, he is a scorer. I feel like he's a limited scorer. And once he figures the other things out, when you talk about just his foundation and his basketball prowess throughout his life, maybe he'll be that 24, 25-point-a-game scorer. But right now, I think he's saying the right thing, and then he's going out there playing the right way. So we got a long way to go this season. So What's the heaviest thing when it comes to Kuminga for me entering this season is what happened with the contract. He didn't get one. That's on pause. Doesn't mean he's not going to be a Warrior, but damn it, Steiny, if he balls out like you and Shasky say he can do, I mean, it'll be waiting for him at the end of the rainbow.
And this is what I am referring to. This is from the 415 on the Comcast business text line. It's pretty clear that Kuminga's not really a fit in this system. The entire offensive system is read and react, and JK likes to go one-on-one. The ball kind of sticks with him, which disrupts the offensive flow. Yeah, there's a very easy solution for that, and that's get him the ball toward the end of the shot clock, not at the beginning or in the middle of the shot clock. If that's the one thing that he's got to work on, then get him the ball a little later in the shot clock, as opposed to him having to make a play, let's say midway through the shot clock. Put the ball in his hands when the decision is only to put the ball in the bucket. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors are 4-1. Yeah. They're 4-1, ladies and gentlemen.